Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails, play your voicemails, and read your reviews, if there are any. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stetton.
I producer Maria.
Cool.
Do we have any new reviews? I don't know if we do.
Well, we got some emails. So this email is from Eleanor. It says, love the pod with a caveat. I listen on Spotify, so I couldn't drop a rating or a comment, but I wanted to let y'all know I love the pod. I've been listening at work while I carry my mail route, and this pod is the perfect balance of informative and funny. Y'all have opened my eyes to some shit. Producer Maria is the absolute cutest, and Melissa is like the chillest person, but a wild card with her surprise life experience drops. I like that. Maria would be my vote for most likely to be a sociopath, though. She's got secrets.
Yeah.
Oh my God, does it say nothing about me?
Oh, just wait. Okay. I have a caveat, though. Caveat. I feel like I got burned here. I was passionately in love with Allie.
Oh no.
Full homo, but respectfully. That is until she dissed Sun Chips.
Oh my God.
That's a deal breaker, babe. Like you're like you're gorgeous and I love your voice and personality, but it's over.
You don't just
come at Sun Chips like that. Anyway.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I was just kidding.
Y'all are amazing and I look forward to more episodes. Y'all are my friends now, FYI. XOXO in Hong Kong, Eleanor. P.S. I love it when y'all sing. It's magical. P.P.S. Aww. This ain't my first glass of wine, so I hope that all makes sense. I'm legit mad at Allie over Sun Chips. That's the takeaway.
Baby, I was just kidding. I'll get some Sun Chips this week, and I'll figure out if I actually like them. I'll get some Sun
They're
Chips.
They're good.
They're really good.
Are there different flavors, or is it just the natural flavors?
The cheddar flavor is pretty great. Natural's good too.
Don't they have the same consistency as Wheat Thins?
No. Not at all. Yeah, they're thinner and they've got ridges.
They're like tortilla chip-ish.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, this says, subject is corporate cults / my landmark forum trauma.
Oh, wow.
Hi, ladies. I just got into your show, and when I got to the episode on corporate cults, I had to write in and tell you about my experience at Landmark Forum.
Ooh.
When I was about 13 and my little brother was 12, my mother brought us to a weird hotel conference room and told us we would be spending the next few days at a Landmark intensive. I totally forget what the exact lie was that she had told us to get us out the door, but it was basically the equivalent of convincing your dog that you're headed out for a fun walk and then bringing him to the vet.
I did that yesterday with my dogs.
I was only 13. There didn't seem to be a way out of it, so my brother and I took our seats in the room filled with other kids who I'm sure were equally confused. The seminar began with the leader asking all of us, "How did you get here today? Raise your hand if you wanted to be here." Kids' hands fly in the air, then she asked, "And who didn't want to come today?" Myself and a few other kids raised their hands. She then probes further, asking, "Well, you chose to stay, so whether or not you realize it, it was your choice to be here right now."
Whoa, okay, bitch.
If she had been speaking to a group of adults, I would have to agree that would probably be there of their own volition, but we were a bunch of kids. Furthermore, my brother and I had genuinely been brought there with a lie. So I decided to try and explain to her that no, we didn't have that kind of power because our own choices, because we were kids. Anyways, the back and forth spun out of control and ended with me booger level sobbing as the leader yelled at me in front of a group of about 50 other kids.
Oh my God.
Because she believed that a 13-year-old had the power to make their own choices and even bad things were ultimately our own fault because it was our choice.
God.
Holy shit.
How this philosophy might be empowering to an adult, but a child literally doesn't have that kind of power over their lives, and to tell them they do is just a lie.
Oh my God.
The philosophy of the Landmark Forum, from what I understood, is that you're basically never allowed to complain about anything because everything is a choice. Even outside of being a kid, I don't think this holds up. We all have to do things that aren't a choice. Thankfully, one choice we can all make is to never attend another Landmark seminar.
Seriously.
Thanks for the fun pod and the honk honks, AI. P.S. Yes, I'm in therapy for the major trust issues I have with my mother. Do not trick your kids into weekend workshops at Colts.
I was going to say, that's like a childhood trauma. That's really scary. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm sorry you had to go through that. How terrifying. Yeah.
All right. We got some voicemails.
Also, Eleanor, I found a Sun Chips face mask.
That looks so cool.
That does, I like might get that. That's
crazy.
Cool. I wonder if there's a Dippin' Dots face mask.
Oh my God, I would get it so quick. But it would be in the worst colors because they don't understand.
It'd be like a gross.
Oh my God, there is, but it just looks like Dippin' Dots. There's a few.
It's one big dot, so it's just one color.
That orange dot. God, what a so stupid.
And that awful font.
Oh my God. They need to chill with their stupid color scheme. I cannot tell you enough how stupid their color. That blue is the grossest blue I've ever
what
seen.
What is this tongue? There's a tongue sticking out of this mask with like
made of Dippin' Dots. Yeah.
Ew.
And then the guy wearing it is like a proud boy.
Yeah. Gross.
Proud boys love Dippin' Dots.
Proud boys. No.
Proud boys for Dippin' Dots.
We're the proud girls. Are there proud girls?
No, Melissa.
Yes, we are, Allie. We're proud girls.
Ew.
I'm proud to be a girl.
I am proud to be a girl.
Yeah, I'm a proud girl. So what?
We're taking back the word.
Taking it back.
Oh, God.
Okay. We got some voicemails.
It's Daniel. I was listening to the Christmas Eve voicemail episode, and it reminded me that I wanted to call you guys a couple weeks ago for my first non-paranormal story. Ooh. I have this like weird tangential thing where I accidentally did business with the rug store in Alexandria, Virginia, that like is like listed multiple times in like all the documentation about Paul Manafort's arrest and charging documents and stuff.
What?
So he was recently pardoned. Sorry, I'm out for a walk. I sound really winded probably. but yeah, so like I inherited this rug. Like it kind of came with my house when I bought it. It was like way too big, like 9x15.
Whoa,
and
it's a huge
I had
rug.
In my basement for the longest time, and then I kind of tried to like refinish the basement myself, and like I just left it on the floor and like while I was like sanding and painting the walls and stuff, and I got paint on it and it had like moth damage, and I decided I was going to try to sell it. So I took it to the store that sells rugs and they like appraised it and they were like, "Oh, it's worth $7,000. And we could like restore it. It's got some paint. It's got some damage. We could restore it for like, you know, $2,000. And I was like, "Oh man, you're really sure it's worth $7,000?
Oh no.
So I spent $2,000 like on a zero interest credit card.
Oh
and
no.
And they restored this rug for me. And then I never heard from them for like a while. And I like couldn't get in touch with them. And I was like, "So are you selling it now? Like what's going on?" And then he got arrested and charged. And I remember pulling up the documents because they kept the like stories about it or talk about this rug store in Alexandria that like maybe was laundering money for him or something because he spent a lot of money there, allegedly. And it was them. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, what?
So I eventually like fought with them, got the rug back. They could never sell it apparently. And like, I like had to make them drop it back off because it was so big. And it just like sat in my basement for like 2 years, folded up in a closet. And I was like, finally like, well, you know what? I know it fits in the basement because that's where it was unrolled before. And I went to roll it out like 2 weeks ago.
Was there a dead body?
I saw a flea on my hand. And so, like, it turns out that flea eggs can be, like, dormant for, like, up to 2 years. So it must have picked up fleas after they had, like, had it in their warehouse or whatever, not displaying it, not trying to sell it. So, like, $2,600 later, I still have this goddamn rug that I don't want. And I don't want to name them because they're, like, when it got, like, kind of contentious about, like, why haven't you sold it? Like, you know, if it's really worth that much, then sell it for like half of that and it should fly off the shelf kind of thing. And
right.
I don't know. They were like, they went from being like really kind of like so polite to being really mean. So I'm sure they're very litigious.
Oh, weird.
But yeah, anyway. So that guy got part. That's great. but thanks for doing all the shows as always. And yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Fleas can...
Daniel should drop the Venmo in the Discord.
Flea eggs can be dormant for 2 years. I didn't know that.
It's gross.
That's disgusting. Bugs are disgusting.
I hate fleas. Fleas are the worst. Ugh. Damn. You got it. That's Paul Manafort. Fleas,
I think I have some
rug.
Sort of bug bite right now. You can see it right here. All of a sudden, or Dolly scratched me.
It's the COVID bumps.
No, I got my test back. I got my test back.
And it's negative. Positive.
Although it's nothing but false negatives these days. So
it's true.
I could have COVID. I could definitely have COVID.
It means nothing.
I have all the symptoms.
No, I could have COVID. No. Okay, next voicemail.
Hi, web crawlers. I have never called into a podcast ever, but the weirdest thing just happened. So my good friend was driving from Las Vegas, Nevada, back to San Diego, California, and his car broke down in a small town called Victorville, California.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he texted me freaking out. So basically, he got a tow truck, and they towed it to the nearest dealership, which again was in Victorville. And so I found him a hotel room and booked it for him. And he caught an Uber after he'd gotten the tow truck to tow his car to the car dealership, from the car dealership to the hotel. And as he was getting out, he looked down because he had dropped his phone and he picked it to pick it up. And he saw a name tag. And so he tried to give it to the Uber driver. And she said, oh, that's not mine. And he looked down. And it was literally a name tag from the Hilton Garden Inn, which is where I just had booked his hotel room, which is so weird. And so he walked in, and interrupted a conversation of a girl freaking out that she had lost her name tag and couldn't find it. And she was worried she was going to get in trouble with her boss. And my friend, who's this random guy, walked in and had her name tag.
That's
wild. That's so crazy.
But then I was thinking about it, and I've been listening to all of Craig's synchronicities, and it's so weird. It freaks me out. You guys have me, like, super concerned that we're just all being puppeted around. But this is such a synchronicity. Like, how strange is that? That I booked this Hilton Garden Inn, like, room for him, and he, as he's getting out of this random Uber, finds a name tag of the girl who is currently on duty. How strange.
That's so crazy.
I don't know. Life is so weird. Maybe it's just a 2020 conundrum. Who knows? Anyways, I love your guys' show. I never call into anything, but this was just so weird. And I feel like Craig might appreciate it because his life has currently been just whack. So I hope you guys had a happy holiday. I hope this didn't cut me off. Okay, bye.
Wow.
That is
wild
crazy.
Stuff.
Wow, wild that's wild. Stuff. Good for her. There was like a 3 week period where I lost my credit card for some reason, like 15 times, and I always found it every single time. But like in crazy places, like I would find it like on the street like 2 days later.
What?
Weird.
Like, it was really weird. Yeah, or just like in between like me and the coffee shop, for some reason I kept losing it, not 15 times. It happened like 3 times, but I would find it like on the street or and then like one time it was back in my apartment complex, but not in my apartment complex. Like someone had just left it like on top of the mailboxes. Like it was so weird. Wow. It just kept making its way back to me. Like sometimes it's just like God is like, don't worry, you won't lose it.
It's like a cursed, like an Are You Afraid of the Dark, the cursed camera that keeps showing up. You take a picture, it shows you how you're going to die.
Oh, God. I was scared.
Did you finish Surviving Death?
I watched parts of it.
You don't like it. Okay, never mind.
I watched the Past Lives one. I watched the kayaking one is crazy.
There's one where this guy, and I think he made a correct assumption that there was something wrong with this specific Polaroid camera that they made for a certain amount of time. But every time he would take a picture with this certain Polaroid camera with this certain Polaroid film, he would capture like some sort of like specter. And then, or like a ghost or some sort of ghost image. And then he would start asking questions to the ghost being like, are you friendly? And then he would take a picture and like words would like come up and Whoa. Stuff. It was really weird. It's a great, if you haven't watched Surviving Death on Netflix, like you should watch it. It's, if you like this podcast, like it would be right up your alley. I'm going to do my next episode on the documentary. So if you want to watch it as a,
it's like a Twilight Zone episode where they go to the cafe and there's this little like, thing they put up,
yeah,
and it tells you, they ask a question
how you die,
it tells you, yeah, pretty cool.
I love Twilight Zone. It Me sucks that the Jordan too. Peele Twilight Zone was so bad.
I didn't watch it just because I heard that it was not good at all.
To be fair though, he only produced it, he didn't like write or direct it,
right,
I don't think
that's what, but I like thought. It was like Jordan Peele making Twilight Zone, but like he's not directing it, he's just,
yeah, he didn't really have that much of an affiliation with it, but it was like so bad.
That's a bummer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, next voicemail.
Okay, so this is for the web crawlers. Sorry, I'm eating chips. I also did not take my ADHD meds today, so if I have things to say and if I ramble, feel free to chop me up. My audio, please don't actually chop me up. Anyways, so I have been thinking about synchronicities since you guys started talking about synchronicities. And first of all, one kind of synchronicity is that you hear something for the first time, like say you hear a word you've never heard before, and then you start hearing it everywhere, and you're like, what the fuck? You guys kind of talked about that. Well, now I've heard you guys talk about synchronicities and now I'm having all these synchronicities. So is that a synchronicity? Like, what does that mean? And second of all, we have a synchronicity, like me and you guys together, or I guess, ooh, I think it's specifically Allie, which is hilarious because I hear myself and you guys all the time. But the synchronicity is that I have a tendency to add town or land or other similar location-based suffixes on the end of words to describe things. So, like, you know, I keep my candles in, like, Candleland, and, like, you know, I keep my cups and cup land, that kind of stuff. And another thing I used to say really often was like, oh, like that's bananas, or just like something to describe it crazy. And eventually I started saying something really specific that I've never heard anyone else say before in my life. That is Banana Town. And when I heard you guys say that
that's an Allie Siegel classic.
First time, it literally blew my fucking mind. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, who
this
says Banana Town?
Is saying
and she was like,
Town.
Only you. Like, no, like, you say that. You made that up. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. I called my boyfriend. He said the same thing. And then I was like, Mom,
and he was like,
like,
who is this?
What if I told you that they said that on Web Crawlers? And, like, her mind was blown, too.
You gotta make a shirt,
both,
a Banana Town shirt.
I think individually invented that, and now we're bonded for life. Love you to death. Also, I am in the middle of listening to one of your, like, episodes where you have voicemails and people keep talking about Dick Tracy. And I guess Dick Tracy is like a fictional thing. I'm realizing that I have no idea what the fuck Dick Tracy is. And I'm not going to look it up. So, you know, my mom listens to this podcast. Mom, if you hear this voicemail, like, please call me and tell me what Dick Tracy is. Anyways, I love what you guys do. I feel like I'm at a sleepover with you every time I listen to your podcast. It makes me feel like I have friends. It makes me feel like I'm not the only person like me. And
I think there's a...
I'm obsessed with all of our listeners.
I know.
I hope that like quarantine ends at some point so we can like go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's Rachel again. I just sent that last message about ADHD, Banana Town, and Dick Tracy.
Yes,
and I'm really embarrassed because I talked so long that it got cut off. Did I say my name's Rachel? Sorry, I don't know if I introduced myself. Anyways, just wanted to sign off. Again, feel free to chop up my audio. Sorry for such a long message. Keep being amazing. Thank you for everything you do. Cheers.
Judy, I love her.
All our listeners are hilarious people.
I know.
That was amazing.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
That was amazing.
Hi, this message is for Web Crawlers. So I called last week about the situation that I had in my house where it was like the little boy ghost in the sleeping gown and the nightcap.
Oh, yeah.
It's super weird. I had a synchronicity about it where we don't really talk about that much. Also, we have just like lots of weird stuff that happens to us. So to be honest, that one wasn't like that much of a standout. But my brother-in-law came over like the next day after I left that message, and he was like, hey, what was that story that happened, like when you guys saw a little like a ghost when you came in the house?
And oh my god,
so weird, synchronicities, man, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I wanted to share a different story about something else that happened, where I was listening to a podcast about Robert the Doll, the haunted doll, you know? It was the podcast, and that's why we drink. And they gave like a disclaimer about it that talking about that doll makes you sick, or like it makes different things happen. And I was like, whatever, this is stupid. I'm going to listen to it.
I didn't know that.
And then I was on my way home and I got a call from my mom, and she was like, hey, super weird. I was driving and all of a sudden my car stopped working. Can you come pick me up? And her car was broke down. Like, she pulled over to the side of the road and I had to come get her. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. It really doesn't have anything to do with the podcast I just listened to. So I brought her home, and then inside, one of the bedrooms, there was like an abnormal amount of flies.
What?
Which,
ew.
That's a bad omen, right? Like, it was just like super weird. And I remember my family was like kind of weirded out by it, but I was like, I'm not telling these motherfuckers because this might be my fault that we're hunched as fuck. So I didn't tell anyone, but yeah, that happened. Also, I wish Maria was my best friend, but I would think that I am scared that she would think I'm stupid. But I'm obsessed with her. And Maria, you're so funny. She would. Okay, bye, guys.
Wow. I would not think you were stupid at all. And also, I think this was sent in before you even did the Robert the Doll episode.
Wait.
This was sent in like December.
What?
Oh my God, Maria, I'm scared. Stop it.
Are you serious?
I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious.
Well, I thought it was weird that she didn't mention our podcast. She mentioned the other one.
Right. Because
other
she ones. Sent it in December.
I hate that.
Oh, no.
I don't like that.
That's crazy.
Next voicemail.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I'm just calling after your portals argument to agree with Allie and say that portals suck.
I really portals does not suck.
Portals really does suck.
Portos. Okay, yeah.
Oh, portos.
Compared to other Cuban bakeries, it really is not that great. If you ever happen to be in Eastbound, California area, there's a place called Tropicana, and I believe that their desserts are 100 times better than Portos. I think Portos is overrated. All right, thanks. Love your podcast. Bye.
I thought at first she was saying portals.
I know.
Portals
like
portos and like portals.
To another portals dimension. Suck. I was like, sure, I don't remember saying that, but I probably suck. Would.
We probably said it at some point. Who knows?
Look, I'd love to go to the Tropicana Cuban, you know, restaurant, but unfortunately.
Can't.
I don't have. I can't.
Can't.
I'm going to look up the menu.
One more voicemail. Here it is, folks.
Hey, web crawlers, this is Rachel, your friendly neighborhood widow. I don't know how else to introduce myself. I am calling for a couple reasons. First, I also had that carbonation side effect to some medication I was taking when I was in Peru. It was either the anti-malarial or the altitude sickness one. I can't remember, but it was really weird because, yeah, it wasn't like it was flat. It was almost like the bubbles were like extra crazy. Other thing I wanted to talk about was reoccurring dreams. You guys have mentioned it a little bit, and I find it very fascinating because there's just obviously something else going on in your brain. So one of the ones I'd had since I was a kid is that I'd be in when I was a kid, it was like my parents' van. Now it could be usually it's a big car though, and I'm in the back seat. And there's no one in the front seat, and I'm trying to drive the car from the back seat. Either by reaching over, there's some way I'm controlling it. It's just crazy and stressful. And I think that has to do with maybe a fear of losing control.
Sure.
And then the other one that I've had a lot in my adult life has been in my dream, I will have to go to the bathroom, and I can't find a private toilet. Everything is just public and just out, or there's no stall, or there's just people around, and I'm always yelling at people to get out so I can go to the bathroom, and I don't know what that is. Maybe it's my need for alone time because I'm very introverted. Maybe it's my need for privacy. I don't know. Another one I have a lot is if there's like someone scary coming and we have to run and hide and get away from them, and I don't know, maybe it's my fear of running. That's what just came to mind when you guys were talking about recurring dreams. So have you guys had anything like that? Or I think my friend also had the driving dream.
I've had that one.
My friend from college, and that surprised me that there was someone else out there with that recurring dream. Well, anyway, another thing is that I went to Allie for some long-distance Reiki, and it was amazing, and she is really talented and gifted, and I think she should talk about it more on the show. So everyone go to Allie for your Reiki and guidance needs, because she is very, very special. I love you guys. Bye.
Oh, how lovely.
That's so sweet.
Review.
Endorsement. I have had that dream about the driving the car.
Oh, weird. I never have.
I was going downhill in like San Francisco. It was almost like I came to in the car, and then I realized I was in the back seat and I had to try to get to the front seat to like control going down this really steep hill.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
It was horrible.
She mentioned altitude sickness pills and carbonation. When I went to Peru, I also took altitude sickness pills. Shiknish pills. And I remember the Coke, like Pepsi and Coke, that I would drink there tasted so weird. And I didn't. I was like, this taste is bizarre. And I must have been from the altitude sickness pills I was taking.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Well, it'll get you. It'll get you. Anyways, those are our voicemails and emails and reviews for the day. Please keep calling in. And if you got into any trouble after our Robert the Doll episode, I apologize in advance. I had no idea that talking about him was cursed. So my bad. Anyways. Anyway, I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Bye, producer Maria.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.